I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk about
what are you going to handle over there?
I don't know.
Let's talk about the Game of Thrones finale. Now, I want to say this. There will be no spoilers here.
Why, Ben?
We'll see.
I haven't even seen the Game of Thrones finale. And so I'm begging no spoilers here.
I'm holding my information back.
I have not seen it. And, you know, we were out here at the Windstar World Casino and Resort. So I didn't get to see it.
I watched it at 5 a.m. this morning.
Okay, so how did you watch it?
I woke up, because I don't sleep very well, and I pulled it up on my phone. Because I have HBO, what's it called? HBO
Go.
Now?
HBO Go.
Now.
Oh, okay.
I have HBO Now.
That's a different thing.
So I watched it on my phone. No, it's not a good way to watch things. Now, I typically just, because I don't have a lot of motivation to go to the gym. I should, because I've got C-cups. But
they look supple.
don't they?
Yeah.
And I'm nipping pretty hard over here. But like, I like to go get on the elliptical or whatever at the gym, and that's why I watch kind of catch up on my shows. And I think HBO has the best shows right now. If you think of Barry and just have the Crashing and Veep and all this stuff, they've been Chernobyl's great.
Ah, God, I haven't
so much stuff.
Been able to find the willpower to watch that. I heard you say it was great, but it just seems I kind of already know what happens, and it's incredibly depressing.
It's action-packed, though.
Really?
Yeah. It never stops. Never lost.
Why are you standing like Captain Morgan?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
You got up to, you're like crotch first into the table with your leg hiked up.
That chair is going to fall back.
I don't know what to do. My computer died. I don't know what to do.
You just did a Captain Morgan pose.
That's weird.
All right. So
what do you guys want to do this segment?
So you got to see the grand finale, the final episode of Game of Thrones. I still haven't seen it. I'm going to go watch it tonight. Skin, you never really got into the series. You did see the fight scene where one dude had his eyeballs poked out.
You talking about when Mountain took out Prince Vesuvius?
Prince Oberyn?
Yep.
Yep.
That was one of the best 10 minutes of television I've ever seen.
When Prince Overy died?
When Prince Overy died. and Mountain, remember, Mountain was changed in a way that we didn't suspect for a couple seasons. A couple seasons later, we really saw
shut
the
up. You didn't shut
that.
Up. You didn't watch it.
But I'm right, right?
You would, yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Yes,
you're smart
you.
Enough to pick up on what's going on, but
thank you
have you,
everybody.
Not watched it. But
I heard Targaryen had enough tough night.
Targaryen?
Would you say KT? Well, first of all,
you're
not going to ruin it for me because you're not going to spoil it, but I don't care if you loved it or hated it. I assume most people out there just couldn't wait to go get on social media and say that it sucked because that's what people do on social media. Mm-hmm. I personally don't care. That doesn't impact whether I'm going to like it or not. So I would like to know, without any spoilers, what on a scale of 1 through 10 would you give the finale?
Like a 3.
What?
I'll just say this.
That's a tough break, Ben.
I've enjoyed all of. Here's
Sounds
the thing
like
with Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, I'm not invested in the way I was invested in like Breaking Bad, which nailed the ending. So like, I've enjoyed season 8. I understand why, because the TV show passed the books. I understand why everything has happened the way it's happened. So I while I don't agree with it, and while I think a lot of it is lazy, and I think it's poor writing, I have enjoyed it, and I thought the series finale was much worse than any other episode of the rest of the season.
So how many? They had 8 episodes.
I'll just say I left this series going without saying too much. Going, so they put all these characters in these places for what?
I think that
I
really think you're giving it away.
Yep,
I think that. I think when you, and this is real common to have the second to last episode be better, but I think when you had the Battle of the Fall of Alderaan and that was a 40-minute battle. It took years to film that.
You're talking about Winterfell?
Yes, and I think that's where all the GMs get together and they make
those
deals.
Those are not the winter meetings.
So I think the problem is that once you have that, and it took them 4 years to make that episode, you can't.
No.
You're not going to have an episode better than that after that. Your expectations were too high, Kevin.
Here's the deal.
I had no expectations.
Doesn't sound like
it. The USA Today came out with a list of, in honor of this, the 10 best finales and 5 worst finales in the history of television.
Frasier is on both lists.
Now, in the best finale in the history of ever.
Breaking Bad.
No, it's gonna, because critics loved the show and it was a really good episode, was 6 Feet Under.
Absolutely. 6 Feet Under, okay. Number one on HBO, because the whole idea of not knowing what happens, that's why we hate finales. We're like, wait a second, there's too many loose ends. We don't know what's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. But 6 Feet Under went ahead and fast-forwarded through the lives of every character.
Yes. And that's how Parks and Rec ended as well. Okay. And it was awesome.
I heard it wasn't that good.
That's so what good. I thought made Animal House so good. At the very end.
At the very end, they told you.
Yeah, you knew what happened with Senator Bukowski.
All right. This is going to be good for old people, even older than us, because number two.
Andy Griffith.
Newhart.
Okay.
Number three.
Wait, hold on. Was Newhart,
no,
did he
we
wait?
Don't need to comment
hold on.
Newhart.
No, I think he woke up and it was a dream, right?
Yeah.
Or referenced the old Newhart from 30 years before or some crap.
No one knows who Newhart is.
He
woke up in a dream. Okay.
MASH is the third best.
Wasn't there a helicopter crash?
Ending. I don't know. The song is so sad, I couldn't really watch it. Suicide. And my parents, that's when they would always send me to bed, when the MASH song played. So it was the saddest song ever,
yes.
And it always stood for bedtime.
Oh, yes.
Suicide is
that's
painless.
What I play on my phone when I'm dying on Fortnite.
Take your butt to bed.
Hey, sir.
Bedtime now. You.
Bedtime is painless.
Yeah. That's bring your butt to bed.
Yeah, bring your
Guys, number four, according to the USA Today, the best show finale in the history of ever, The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Okay.
God, the olds are doing good.
When did this list come out?
Number five.
This is a list from 25 years ago.
Battlestar Galactica.
That was not even the show. I think it's still on. What? Is
Hold
this
on.
A prank? Are you pranking
Keep
us?
Keep this list going. Hold on.
Is that the one with Twiki on it, or was that Buck Rogers?
The finale to this space epic succeeded where Lost and Game of Thrones failed, finding a way to use the spiritual and divine to answer its mysteries while making a profound statement about the nature of humanity.
That is so overwritten, and nobody even knew that Battlestar Galactica was on the air.
Number six, the sixth best finale ever, and I can't believe this is on the list. The Sopranos.
You know.
They sat in a booth and listened to Journey.
Whoa, spoiler.
Yeah, but
sorry if you haven't seen it.
A guy got mad at me today on Twitter because I spoiled the part of The Wire today. And I was like, dude, it came out in 2000. Like,
yeah, if you're
come on, man.
If you're still holding out on The Wire in 2019, that's a you problem.
Seventh best finale in TV history, The Americans on FX.
Awesome.
Was it good?
It was so good.
So good. No. Dude,
ended.
The Americans is great.
It too so ended with a Journey song.
They say that it was surprising and deeply satisfying.
It was so, dude, the children leave.
Hey!
So good.
How was there any nudity?
That show's one of the most tense series of all time. And yes, Kerry Russell
that's
and her
I'm...
actual life husband do a number.
That
the
guy
what does that
just
mean?
Like former fan broadcaster Kevin Scott.
The kids walked in. Yeah, kind of. The kids walked in on them doing a number.
How much do we see of Kerry Russell's number?
Let the boy watch.
A number greater than 68.
Number eight, best finishes in TV history, The Shield.
Yeah, Shield was
number
awesome.
Number nine, Cheers.
I didn't care for it.
Shield was much better than the Newhart show.
Good finale?
Yeah, that was Sam was like, hey, I'm leaving this bar and I'm not a drunk.
Hey, 1993 today
guys,
on this
number
day.
10, the 10th best finale on AMC Breaking Bad.
That is like the best finale, but yeah.
It's now, pretty damn good.
According to the USA Today, the worst finales in TV history. Want to take a guess?
Star Trek IV.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's number two.
That was bad.
The decision to end the beloved sitcom by having a group of New York misanthropes just get off of a subway and go in different directions.
Spoiler alert.
Stupid.
Yeah, but their whole point was that the show was about nothing, so they didn't want to have anything meaningful happen at the end.
Shut up, Shippy.
Would have been out of character.
Any other guesses? It's a CBS show.
Dallas.
How I Met Your Mother, number one.
I mean, that's the worst 5 seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that show was so great for 3 seasons, and then it farted.
Number three, Lost. A show that wove as many mysteries into its fabric as the supernatural drama did was always bound to dissatisfy you with its conclusion. So it was very stupid.
Let's see how weird we can be. Lost.
Number four, they say the fourth worst series finale ever was Game of Thrones.
Agreed.
You haven't
Ben,
seen
tomorrow,
it.
Ben, you're going to watch this tonight. I think tomorrow, that gives our listeners enough time. Tomorrow, we have to discuss the finale because, Ben, you were not – you're just going to go, huh? I guarantee it.
Hey, back off.
Text me when you see it.
Hey.
And then five, the fifth worst series finale ever, Dexter.
Dexter.
Showtime, Dexter.
Yeah, Dexter's another one of those that just petered out towards the end. It's hard to stick the landing.
Yeah.
First of all, that is a show I haven't seen a second of it, and I can guarantee you it was on five seasons too long on the mere premise that the guy kills somebody every freaking episode because he's a murderer man, and then he does the autopsy every episode. That thing went on five or six seasons too long.
Hey, don't generalize,
Dexter. Premise alone made it ridiculous.
So that actor was in the best finale and the worst finale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in one of the worst ones in Dexter and one of the best.
I was devastated to find out what happened to Keith.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.